A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, June 17th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the local government amendment bill that has now been marred by violence.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Mina engibona ngalokho engikhangela ngabe singale ibill ebuyayo ngibone ngani igovernment yona ngokwayo ivele ilobuhlungu ngokulawayo ukuthi wayi ubulawayo ekhangala ephila elokuqonda okukhona abakubonayo bafuna ukubona ubulawayo ejengile njalo bafuna ukusenza thina sibelieve ukuthi amacimbi ayafuswa ukuze uwahle kube kathi amacimbi ayaphekwa ukuze uwadli wakholise
ibill leyo ithi izo amenda i-Rural District Councils Act njalo izo amenda Urban Councils Act. Kodwa nxa usubala uzananzelela ukuthi abafuna ukuamenda i-section kuphela nje yodwa. Ungahamba ku-Rural District Councils Act bathatha i-section 157, baya ku-Urban Councils bathatha i-section. Ama-section la afanayo. Akhuluma ngokuxotsha ama-council. So i-bill le yokuxotsha ama-council yindlela yokuxotsha ama-council a-electwe ngabantu. Sebesenza njalo ke uzathola ukuthi u-minister nguye odecidayo ukuthi umuntu uxotshwa nxa sekuten odecide ukaxotshwa.
Sangano redu rinopinda nenyaya yekuti rinoshanda kuona kuti zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvine chaziri kuitawo here maererano nematongerwo anenge achiitwa nyika nenyaya dzebudiriro munyika pachinzvimbo chekuti zvinhu zvinge zvichingoitwa nevatungamiriri. Isusu tiri kuda kuti mutemo wese ukochanidzwe uitwe hoche koche nebumbiro remutemo asi zvatiri kuona ndezvekuti pari kungotorwa zvidimbu semuenzaniso section 114 yeUrban Councils Act pamwe chete section 157.
They simply deal with the issue of removing of chairpersons, councillors and mayors. And we know that in Harare there is the case of Manyenyen and in Gweru there is the case of Komba and others where the minister has acted unlawfully. And all they are doing is simply want to fast-track this act. That's why you see even the consultation is not sufficient. So they are fast-tracking this in order to deal with the current situation. It takes the people of Zimbabwe for granted.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the amendment to the local government law.
Violence broke out in Harare today and yesterday at public hearings on the local government laws amendment bill when suspected ZANU-PF supporters allegedly attacked participants critical of the proposed law. MDCT lawmaker Jesse Majome has written a letter to the Speaker and Clerk of Parliament complaining about the violence.
The law seeks to regulate the operations of local authorities and set up mechanisms for the removal of elected mayors and councillors through the amendment of the Rural District Councils Act, Chapter 29, 13, and the Urban Councils Act, Chapter 29, 15, and align them to Section 278, of the Zimbabwe Constitution.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Ongu Gibbs, nasi tila utinge tichitarisa nezvemutemo wa netsa uyu mu Zimbabwe. Weku vandudza mutemo weku tongwa kwe matunu. Mm-hmm. Tirikunzwa kuti chakunetsa inyaya yekuti pakuitika mirizhonga vatsigiri veZANU-PF vachipomerwa mhosva yekunorova vamwe vatsigiri vemamapato anopikisa nevamwewo zvavo vagari vasinei nezvematongerwo enyika vanenge vaenda kumisangano iyoyi asi iro bhiri rakanangana nekuti patsvagwe nzira dzekuti makanzura nemameya kana varesva vabviswe pachishandiswa imwe tribunal isiri kuwiriranwa nayo nevamwe vachiti iyo inopa masimba akawandisa kugurukota rezvekutongwa kwematunhu vasevia kasugwere gibs
yebo kambe zuruka ndaba lingalinjani kuna ngapo lapelikona tinangabha isiyaphinda sibili okwamagama ye nxa sisikhangeleke okwenzakalela ezimbabwe siyabona ukuthi soko labantu abatshaya nayo xa kuxoxwa ngaloko kuthiwa yi-local government laws amendment bill siyakwazi ukuthi idala lepalamente liphume phandle sibili lathatha ijumo lokuthi abantu bafake imibono yabo kukhona okokuthiwa yibhili yangkhona so ke sizokuthiwa-ke eharare kuke kwaba-ke lezibhakela kuzobuya-ke lezinye iindawo emaswingo bekulokuthethisana okunye omangalisayo kulalabo bathi ibhili leyi kungazani ngumthetho ophonga ukuthiwa bufolokohlo abantu babona ngazani-ke u-local government minister ukasikwere uzama ukuthi akhiphe omeya bemadolobheni kanye lamakhansila so ke lapho elikhona khona ngapho likubona njani asikhulumeni phela zulu xa lifuna ukuthi lingene khonapha kuhlelo nasinombolo 001 202 619 2077.
Gibbs, I think we have our three guests lined up. First, we have Honorable Jesse Majome. Honorable Majome, good evening.
Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thank you so much. Honorable Majome will be with us for about 10 minutes or so. She has a prior engagement. Mm-hmm. And we also have the chairperson of the Combined Dara Residents Association, Mr. Simba Rashe Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening to the residents of Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. I hope everyone is doing well. We also have Mr. Butler Tambo, Public Policy Research Institute of Zimbabwe. Mr. Tambo, good evening.
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
We are doing great. Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Let me start with you, MP Majome. It seems as if people are fighting over this issue. Can you tell us about this bill, exactly what it is all about?
I think there's more to tell about what the bill is not all about than what there is to tell about.
Mm-hmm.
This bill is so bare in its content because it simply seeks to establish ad hoc tribunals for dismissing elected mayors, elected councillors and mayors and chairpersons of boards. It refers to Section 278 of the Constitution, which states that those officials can be removed from office in terms of Section 278. But curiously enough, it omits to then even remember that the Constitution says that those elected councillors, as well as mayors and chairpersons of boards, can be removed as if they were members of Parliament. So it conveniently forgets to say that. So this bill is a very, very, very narrow approach. It seeks only to provide a mechanism for the minister to have dismissed elected councillors and mayors by appointing ad hoc tribunals that are appointed either directly or indirectly by him. It effectively sets up a kangaroo court, of the minister, because the minister picks the chairperson from a list of people whose names have been supplied by the Judicial Services Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And then of the other two, the remaining two people, it's the minister picks those names and then selects a list of names, and then the Judicial Services Commission picks those names. The minister can dismiss the members of the tribunal. The minister decides how much they earn. The minister also holds their secretariat. And the minister can amend at will, without going back to Parliament, a schedule at the back of the amendment that provides the procedure of the ad hoc tribunal.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially, that's what it proposes. So it's supposed to amend section. It claims that it's amending sections of the Urban Councils Act and the corresponding sections of the Rural District Councils Act. But if you look closely, what the Honourable Minister is doing is to simply regurgitate. He's saying he's amending those statutes, but he's actually rehashing and reincarnating the existing mechanism. Well, the the mechanisms that existed before the new constitution to fire and dismiss councillors. It just brought it back in and just called it independent, but it's something that's clearly controlled by it. And the constitution says an independent tribunal. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say independent tribunal. So this is what the bill is seeking to do. It's totally silent on all those, I mean, on, I think, 95% of what Chapter 14 of the Constitution on devolution power of power requires must be done, such as, you know, creating a mechanism by which the national resources are shared between provincial and local government. It hasn't even set up provincial councils that people elected in 2013. And it, ironically, it even ignores even the discipline and the removal of provincial councils, because the constitution has an identical provision about removing them. It doesn't provide for how they can make bylaws. I mean, it's totally silent on what should be provided, and actually it speaks only on trying to remove elected councils and mayors.
Mm-hmm. Of course, as we go to 2018, there are elections, and obviously, if it was in America, they would call it the silly season of politics.
Yes.
maybe that's what's happening. But, Honorable Majome, since we have you for a limited time, tell us about the violence. We understand there was violence in Harare yesterday and today. What's happening?
Oh, you know, craziness, absolute mayhem and barbarism is happening in parliamentary proceedings. I never thought I'd live to see political violence during a parliamentary sitting, because when a parliamentary portfolio committee is sitting, it really is, it's parliament at work. It's actually parliament sitting. So for people of ZANU-PF to actually decide that they want to silence, because this is what I saw, I was saying. I hear you saying that they are alleged ZANU-PF supporters. They are ZANU-PF supporters. I saw them myself. They walked into the venue, and some of them had those caps that were distributed, those ubiquitous caps that were distributed during the elections for the ZANU-PF campaign. And the first person who was allowed to speak at the conference, this woman who said, the first and only person who was able to participate in yesterday's hearing, said, "I am so-and-so, I am from ZANU-PF. We do not want, we want our minister to continue doing the work he's doing in council and municipalities. We do not want parliament to be involved at all." And then she sat down and there was loud cheering and the fist pumping, you know, like the ZANU-PF slogan. It brought the house down. And it is ZANU-PF. And then when the second person was given the floor by the speaker, who is a well-known like political opposition activist called Danford Gadziwore, who introduced himself as representing a resident forum. Before he could even speak, they were jeering at him and booing him down and shouting that they know, you know, he should introduce himself frankly. He was waiting for a microphone, and they were really retorting rudely that, you know, he shouldn't speak without a microphone. Once he got the microphone, he wasn't allowed to speak. They started booing and jeering, and it just generated into MLA. And they had occupied, they had actually occupied the room and filled it up largely before, even before we got there. And I could tell that these people are not likely from Harare. I could smell that they were from Harare. I'm not from Harare, I'm sorry to say, because there was even the smell of smoke, wood fire. And right now in Harare, there's electricity is there. People are not cooking with wood, you know, wood fires. So, you know, it was clearly people who were busted in to do this. And they are ZANU-PF people. Mm-hmm. And they were chanting their slogans. And the political commissar of ZANU-PF of Harare, Mr. Shadrick, the owner of Shadrick Mashayamombe, had something to do with this, because he was very much in control of them, as well as an honorable member of parliament from Zivarisekwa. They were like choir conductors, so they fled outside when they started beating up people, together with visually impaired, the person who is a visually impaired person who was sitting at the front, and the mayor of Harare, and some other residents who were really sitting in front. We escaped through a balcony, and then those two members of parliament who actually remained inside, and they were under control. Then they came and tried to commandeer us to get back in. I refused. I mean, I do not, that's not a parliamentary sitting anymore. And I told the chairperson that, you know, this is not a parliamentary sitting anymore. they are intimidating people and they violate people and they injure people. To the three Lampard guards were and two people from my constituency, one called Taurai Kazado, who is in Ward 16, and a woman called Rudo Nyakudia, who's been recently injured, was also injured, I discovered today. They were beaten up and they, you know, in public. So, and then today, again, some similar thing happened in Highfield. I'm not aware of casualties in Highfield, but the meeting started and all hell broke loose and it didn't finish again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Honorable Majome. Maybe we'll just ask you one or two questions. Do stay on the line. We have a caller, but before we go to our caller, maybe Gibbs, you can pose a quick question to Mr. Tambo.
Mr. Tambo, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm on the line.
Yeah, tell us a bit about what happened in Bulawayo during the hearing.
For the meeting that I attended in Bulawayo, the only problem I think was that we started a bit late. I think we started almost an hour late due to the fact that the wall had not been opened and it hadn't been paid for by the Parliament of Zimbabwe. But the proceedings went very well in Bulawayo, and people voiced their concern that, the bill does not address the issue of devolution of power. I think that is what came out very strongly. Mm-hmm. The very fact that it does not consummate Chapter 14 of the Constitution, which is what the people of Matabeleland voted for, and at least seven other provinces in the country voted for in the Constitution in 2018. That is one of their major concerns. The other concern was also on the issue that Honorable Majome talked about, the issue of the tribunal, that it's not an independent tribunal, and because the minister is the one who appoints everyone there, and that is rather unfair. And then I think another point of contention was on the issue of the payment of the tribunal. The fact that the tribunal is chosen by the minister, he chooses everyone in that particular tribunal, and he also defies the salaries and allowances that are supposed to be paid out to these tribunal members. But not only that, the affected council is the one that is the one that is supposed to pay for the allowances of these same tribunal members. So it seems that people of Bulawayo said they dismiss and they do not accept in this particular bill. And they called on the Minister of Local Government to come up with a bill that brings to life provincial and metropolitan councils because they want to manage their own resources, natural resources. I think those were generally the major comments that came out from the people of Bulawayo in the Nkulumane Hall that I attended. It was generally a very packed crowd, I think close to about 500 people packed in that very small hall.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tambo. Let's go to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, what did you observe?
Thank you very much. I managed to attend about three public hearings out of Harare, in Chinoy, in Karoi, and also in Gweru. But one thing that came out clearly from the public hearing that I attended is that this is a shoddy job. The minister has not done much in terms of aligning the Urban Councils Act, the Rural District Councils Act, to the Constitution. In fact, what we are seeing is a very dangerous trend whereby the minister is seeking to do the opposite, which is to align the Constitution to the two acts, because if you are trying to smuggle in some powers that are not spelled out clearly in the Constitution, you are trying to align the Constitution to the Urban Councils Act and the Rural District Councils Act instead of aligning the two pieces of legislation to the Constitution. So that is one thing that is worrying us most, because we thought that people of Zimbabwe had moved great strides in coming up with this Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land in terms of Section 2 of that Constitution. But what we are beginning to see now is someone trying to drag us back four or five steps back instead of moving forward. People were actually making their voices clear, saying, we were expecting to see, to debate about the local authorities bill, to debate about the metropolitan and provincial councils bill, to debate about the traditional leaders bill. These are the bills that at some point in 2014 were actually talked about. There were some consultations on these bills, and people thinking that this is the time that people then discuss these bills. But alas, we are seeing this 11-page document that is seeking to amend or is purporting to amend, like Honorable Jesma Jome has said, to amend Section 114 of the Urban Councils Act and Section 157 of the Road City Councils Act to Section 278, Subsection 2, and Subsection 3 of the Constitution. But all in all, we are seeing that this is purely a short job. And again, the residents were also complaining that they've gone through this bill ever since it was gazetted. They took their time, they went through the bill, and there is nothing in the bill for the residents. So they were saying, you are coming with this bill that is clearly pronouncing how the minister is going to, expel or suspend councillors, mayors, and chairpersons, or that is spelling out how the minister is going to set up his so-called independent tribunal, when in actual fact there is nothing in the bill for the residents that actually, from the meetings that I observed, actually angered the residents. So these are some of the things that we have been picking from the public meetings that the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee has been holding throughout the country.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the amendment to the local government bill. Of course, we tried to reach out to ZANU-PF members, and most of the parliamentarians told us that the only person who can answer our questions is none other than the minister himself, Mr. Xavier Kasukwere. Unfortunately, we tried his phone and he was not reachable, but we did try to get in touch with him so that he can clarify some of the concerns that residents are having. Tinemterere udari ku South Africa, mkoma se magadi. Aiwa tiripo mkoma se mnyaya mainzwa ye mutemo uri kuvandudzwa asi pakuitikawo mhirizhonga munoona sei?
Munoona zvikuitika panapa vakasukwera ndizvo kuti vapinzwa nei izera redu takapedza chikoro tese muno mweyeuzotika zera rake iroririka angada asingatombosviki pakusvika pavadhara vanamudhara mugabe ava kuti atonge pachimugabe ndiye angada achinyatsoziva kuti isaizi dzedu zvinisika tichiri vechidiki tiva kuzama kuumba upenyu hwedu ani munzwisisa right and chimwe chinhu chaifanira kuziva ndechekutika rudo haruzi rokumanikidza munhu anditi ngatidanani ndokuti zvinhu zvifambe saka ukamumanikidza kuti ndikude iwe hapana rudo rumboitika kana izvinhu zvinawo unonyenga chavo chaoka kamumanikidza kuti ndokuda iwe uchimufosera haupenyu hwachina mbofamba kana ndokuwirirana ndo zvinhu zvaifanira kugara kaziya paupenyu hwavo kuti whenever you force someone kuti akude hapana chinombobuda kusvika usvike muguva zvamifanira kuziva nyengetedza uchinyengetedza kuti munyengetedze munhu kuti akude yes ndoziva kuti hauri murume chai chai anonyengetedza kwete kuuya nechibhakera ha never izvozvo ngaakangana zvake
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma sevu nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
handiti ya
tinotenda
oriht handofara serei ndogara akachinzwa pana ndandichitadza kuwana chance yekungopindawo kwamuri
aiwa tinotenda
aa zvandaida kutaurawo but hazvizvokungoti nhasi topic yo inde imwewo iri different ha tichazotaura umwe musi
aiwa tinotenda mukoma sevu muchirongwa ndechenyu tinotenda zvikuru. You heard from Sam. Mm-hmm. He's concerned by attempts to use violence as a political tool. He's saying that it has proved countless times that violence does not work. So he's saying politicians must try to persuade people, sell their policies to the people in order for them to vote for them or whatever they'll be proposing. But trying to use violence, he's saying no. Gibbs.
Yes, we know that Honorable Majome had given us some few minutes, but with due respect, I'll just go to Ubaba Utambo, Mafchani. Baba Tambo, isn't developed up. Singati ke wena ubona ngazani kuya ngapi konke lokho
lapha mfowethu sekulenkinga lapha ikuthi mina ngikubonanga kwenzakale arare kodwa into eyathi zengizikhangile zengizibona kubo-Facebook lento ezinjalo sokuthi abantu bayalwisana lento ezikanjalo besikhangelele ukuthi njengoba sikhathesi sekuthiwe ngeviki ezayo babebuya emathebeleleni north bengenele ukupane bengene egwanda kule mathebeleni north emathebeleni south bazangenela ukupane bazangena egwanda bazangena njalo emguza entaba zinduna khangelele ukuthi udlakela lolu sokuthi bakhona kungabi khona lokudlongodlongo bona lo ukuthi abantu bekhulumisane kuhle kuhle ngoba nxa sikhangele ibhili leyi iningi labantu ngikhangele ikakhulu lapha koBulawayo abantu balile bathi ibhili leyi ayibuyele kuminista we-local government ukuthi ilungisiswe ngenxa yokuthi bona abantu bakoBulawayo bathi ekuqaliseni ayikhangeli i-devolution of power yona ibhilina leyi ithi ingakhangeli i-devolution of power kanjalo xa sokuxotshwe umeya kumbe ama-councillors akhe yena ubaukazikwere ngeza aphointa leta i-independent tribunal kodwa abantu bathi khonokuba independent ukuthi izimele yodwa i-tribunal enaleyo idale naleyo akubonakali emthethweni lo omutsha ngenxa yokuthi umthetho lo unikeza ubaba ukazikwere amandla amakhulu kakhulu ukuthi abe nguye obafaka abantu laba abathi abazimele bodwa abazawubuya bejezise bona laba abayabe bexotshiwe kumbe laba abesuspendiwe kanjalo abantu bakoBulawayo bebekhala njalo ukuthi hhayi kanti indaba sokuyiyi-council esimele ibhadale bona laba abantu ababe ku-tribunal naleyo ngenxa yokuthi bawukasukwere ngeza kakhulu ukuthi bamele behole malini abantu laba i-council isiba yiyo ebhadalayo bakhalaza kanjalo ukuthi khathesi nje ulethe abanye abantu kade bezocubungula ukuthi kubonakala ukuthi kulobugwelegwele yini e-councilini yakoBulawayo wathi abantu bakaba sebebuyilombe bathithe amaviki amabili bagcine bebhadala imali engaba yi-$20,000 engene ezikhwameni zabo so khonokho abantu bakoBulawayo babuye bakusola kanjani bona basesithi basela nje kufakwe i-devolution of power ukuze kube nama-metropolitan councils kube nama-provincial councils yikho ukuthi bevumelane layo ubaba ukasukweni
aye
ukuthi ibhili lokhu injalo efuna ukuqina ngayo bathi hhayi ayesulwe iqalise kutsha
yasiyabonga kakhulu ke Tambo ubambe khonapho
let's just go back quickly to Honorable Majome for her concluding remarks. Now, Honorable Majome, there were concerns that, you know, the parliament was not covering Matabeleland enough. What is being done to address that concern?
The team that were going around the country are going to converge in Matabeleland North, Matabeleland South from Tuesday to Thursday next week. The itinerary for Parliament, the Public Relations Department will announce the itinerary. So we are going back. We are going back to Matabeleland North and South.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Majome, thank you so much for your time and for clarifying some of the legal issues.
Yes, listen, before I go, I want to say that, you know, I am really concerned as a very extremely, I'm actually angry as a Harare and as a member of parliament for Harare, because apart from everything else that is wrong with the bill, what has happened in Harare yesterday and yesterday is a denial of the residents of Harare to access parliamentary proceedings. You recall that this is a very serious matter. In terms of 141 of our constitution, parliament has a duty to make sure that its proceedings are accessible, including lawmaking. The residents of Harare have been barred from, you know, from participating and airing their views because the strategy is that what I see is that the ZANU-PF is so angry and so upset with the rejection of the bill in Mashingo, in Lawayo, in Gweru, that it has decided that it's necessary, it thinks it's important to then the last port of call that I think they thought they could do something like to make sure that they drive out the voices of Harare residents and drown them out, shut them up, and kick them out, beat them out, so that the parliamentary committee can record their views that say that the bill is fine. So this is what they're trying to do. And this is also a violation of Section 67 of the Constitution on Political Rights. We say that every citizen has the right to participate in gatherings and groups to influence, challenge, or support policies of government. So this is really, really serious. And I mean, it cannot be allowed. It's a travesty to justice. It's a crying shame. And it seems to me to be a harbinger of the next elections.
Honorable Majome, please hold. Maybe we'll come back to you. Maybe for the just the first part of the second show. But for our radio listeners, we are sorry to say it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. Go to our Facebook pages, Shona Ndebele and English. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, stay tuned.